Quincy Bay Race Week is coming up the end of July this year, and we're welcoming Paul Lewis today to talk a little bit more about what we can expect out on the water this year. Great to see you, Paul. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks, Joe. Good to see you again.
We are taping this at the end of April, so it's nice to be looking forward to summertime events.
Spring is here already. Spring is here.
And as we were talking before we sat down this morning, boaters are already, uncovering and getting ready?
Uncovering, getting ready for the summer, unwrapping their boats, painting their bottoms, waxing their hulls. Everyone's excited, you know, coming off of COVID. Everyone's really looking forward to a great season out on the water this year.
What year for the race week is this, Paul, this year?
This is our 85th year.
85th year.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing, yeah.
It really is.
What's kind of the history behind this event?
Well, back in the 1930s, late 1930s, there was a lull in the sailing. It was really focused on the North Shore up in Marblehead. And people down here on the South Shore said, why are we trucking all the way up to the north? Why don't we try to create something here down on the South Shore and in Quincy Bay in particular, because it's a wonderful basin for sailing and racing. So eight clubs formed and got together in the winter of 1937 and sat down and created Quincy Bay Race Week Association.
Okay.
Those eight clubs are Braintree Yacht Club, Squanum Yacht Club, South Shore Yacht Club, Wessagusset Yacht Club, Metropolitan Yacht Club, Town River Yacht Club, South Shore. I don't know if I'm getting them all, but there's eight clubs involved with the whole association. And that's who started it back in the late 1930s.
Wow.
It's an incredible story.
Yeah. Are all those clubs still in existence? I recognize many of them that you mentioned.
Yep.
They all are.
They're all eight clubs are still members. And we actually had a conversation this year with Hull to see if they wanted to kind of become involved, because they have a lot of racing down in Hull, and they're close proximity. They're just a quick shot across the bay.
As the crow flies, as they say,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Are they interested?
They are.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So we haven't had a new club enter into our association in a while, so it's interesting and exciting. So.
Yeah. So what's kind of the goal of the association itself? You know, what is its kind of mission, if you will?
Our mission is to promote sailing and racing. And through those two key aspects of sailing and racing, you gather a camaraderie amongst the clubs, and you gain a better insight for each other, and you take care of each other, and you make sure everybody's okay. We've had a number of situations that have hurt clubs over the years, and those clubs within this Quincy Bay Race Week Association help each other. They'll lend a haul. For example, Quincy Yacht Club had a fire not too long ago.
That's right. Yeah.
A couple years ago, actually.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
And it
yeah.
took a long time for them to get up and running. Okay. So other clubs helped out and took care of that. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
It's all about camaraderie and supporting the sailing community.
Yeah. When you say sailing, we're talking, this is just non-powered sailing, wind-powered sailing, right? We're not, no motorized sailing here.
No motorized sailing.
Right. Yeah.
There's no motors on the boats that we have. We have a number of different classes that we race, from the little kids that start in optimists, and then we go up to turnabouts, lasers, 420s, and then we skip over up into the adult groups, and that's Thunderbirds, Hustlers, and this year we have a new class called the Star Class. They've been around for a long time, they just haven't been sailing with us in some time, and we've been courting them over the last couple of years.
Oh.
And Mike Marcel, who is our outside line chair, has been really instrumental in getting that line back into Quincy Bay.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that. Those guys coming this year.
Tell me about the folks behind the association, kind of the government structure of it, if you would.
So each of the eight clubs have delegates.
Okay.
So the delegates are appointed by the Commodore of each club, and they come to each meeting. We meet monthly, and there's a board of trustees that govern the Quincy Bay Race Week Association.
Okay.
But those delegates are represent the club's needs, the club's wants, and what they hope to get out of Quincy Bay for that particular year. So they come to the meeting, and then we do a rotating basis. We have a president, I'm past president. I represented Squamish Yacht Club when I was president. And we have a president, we have a vice president, and we have a second vice president.
Okay.
We have a secretary and a treasurer, and then again, the delegates.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's a board, the board of trustees.
Yeah, who's the chair of the board right now?
The president is Will Hannigan, He's from Wollaston Yacht Club.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah. So they pay dues to be a member of the association?
No dues.
Oh, there's no dues?
No dues.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It's just an association. We are self-funding we do a book, which is, an ad book. Mm-hmm. So people can take out ads and, represent their company or just good luck. And that's how we sustain ourselves.
Okay. So is there still a strong sailing community in Quincy, would you say, Paul?
I would say a very
really?
Strong sailing community.
How many members in the association do you know, roughly?
That I don't know because it ebbs and flows, but four of the eight clubs have sailing programs.
Yep.
And that's, fantastic to see those young kids be so enthusiastic about racing and sailing and learning the waters. And, and to be able to see them come in as a novice and be afraid, to be timid. Not afraid, but to be timid because it's a new thing. And
cautiously
it's
optimistic,
water.
Right?
There you go. And to see them grow after a very short period of time with the support of the sailing instructors and the clubs itself, it's amazing.
Yeah, curious, do you work with the city's sailing program, the recreation department? You do?
Yep. We have a long-standing relationship with the City of Quincy Recreation. They send over their widgeons to Quincy Bay, which is, not an easy task. Mm. They're pulling the boats out at Black's Creek.
Right.
And hauling them over to Wessagusset Yacht Club for the kids to race. But it's a wonderful opportunity for them. That's a program that I loved because I grew up sailing there. I learned how to sail there. And I taught sailing there.
Did you?
So to be able to see those kids come over and race in a competitive environment is pretty special.
Yeah. Has there been any sailing happening yet this season?
No, not
nothing yet.
Okay. Not yet. We're still early. We'd love to get out there. Like I said, Mike Marcel, the outside line, he's been courting the Star fleet. He purchased a Star boat, and he drove that down to Miami and participated in the Bacardi Cup.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to have him come in sometime soon and have to explain that because that's a fantastic story.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to him.
Yeah, he drove that boat down and raced and did very well. So he loves telling that story. So those are the things that are happening this early in the season.
Okay, all right.
Sailing in participation. We meet all year long.
You do.
We meet all year long. We take a break off in December. Okay. So our last meeting's in November, and then we start up in January. So we do meet, and we are talking about next year's event very early on.
Sure.
What we're going to do for a scholarship and that type of thing.
There have been some losses within the association recently, right, that I know you wanted to mention.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that
up.
The shoulders of giants is what we talk about. Quincy Bay has been founded on those giants, and we lost three in the last year and a half. Significant loss to Quincy Bay. We lost Lou Gaynor, who was previously the media and publicity chair. That's the role that I've taken over since Lou's loss. Lou was a fellow DJ and hosted a radio show where he spotlighted Quincy Bay. So he was a wonderful advocate for Quincy Bay and racing over the years. He loved the attention of the children and focused his attention on the children, interviewing kids with the radio, and they loved it. And we also lost Weymouth Harbor Master Paul Malone. Paul was great around his dedication to the safety of the kids and the boating and the boating community. Always teaching, always putting safety first. That was Paul's gift to us. He was very passionate about teaching sailing etiquette and understanding the rules and rules and of the road and the waterways.
Very important.
Very important to keep everybody safe. And he passed away recently. And we also lost past president Henry Lamb from Squamish Yacht Club. Past Commodore of Squamish Yacht Club and past president of Quincy Bay Raceway, too.
Okay.
Very quiet behind-the-scenes supporter of Quincy Bay Race Week. Very supportive in way of financial gains for and financial support for Quincy Bay, and also for the kids of the sailing program. If a kid needed something, a child needed something, or he saw that, he would take care of that. So wonderful people that were all very influential and very supportive of Quincy Bay over the years. So great loss.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be mentioned during this year's event.
Yeah, we're going to be dedicating this year's Quincy Bay to those folks.
Yeah.
So it's very nice, that's right.
You mentioned scholarships, so tell me about the scholarships that the association awards.
So we do a scholarship every year, and that's from our self-funding, our fundraising goes towards that. We do two scholarships. Okay. We have a $1,000 scholarship and a $500 scholarship this year. So we're very looking forward to that. That is posted. That's on our website. That is for members of the association, children of members or grandchildren of members who are within the association. This year's topic is, how has the challenges of boating prepared you for your life?
So they have to write like an essay.
Yeah,
on
it's
that
an essay.
Topic?
It's an essay topic.
All right.
And it's a wonderful process to be able to be part of that review panel. It's amazing. Some
I
of
bet.
The stories that you read, they pull at your heartstrings, and they're
really
amazing.
Yeah,
so
it must be tough to decide a winner.
Very
I'm
tough.
Sure. Probably
very
tougher
tough.
Than the actual race itself. Yeah.
More difficult than the writing.
Exactly.
You know, to be able to see the work that these kids have put in and the thought behind it, it's pretty incredible. Pretty impressive. So
nice.
We're looking forward to that again this year.
Yeah, and that goes to their further education.
Further education.
Okay.
Yep. College, trades.
Yep.
Any type of further education outside of high school.
Nice. Very good. Yeah. So let's talk about the race itself. It is July 28th through the 31st. Is that right? So
correct.
4 days.
4 days.
Yeah. What's going to be happening?
So we do 4 days of racing. The first 2 days are for the younger children.
Okay.
And that's anywhere from the age of 8
wow.
up to 16, 17 years
okay.
old. And like I said earlier, I described some of the classes. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Optimists, which are single-handed sailing vessels, little tiny things.
Okay.
Tiny. They look like a tub. and these little kids are in there, and it's amazing
really?
To see.
Eight-year-olds, really? Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 8-year-old kids. So it's wonderful to see that. And then they can go up to the turnabouts, which is a two-person. Okay. It's a single sail with a spinnaker. So there's more skill involved.
Okay.
It's, you know, you got a crew who's handling the main sheet while you're
learning teamwork, right?
Right.
Working together. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And then you can go up to the next step up is a laser, and that's a single-handed sailing vessel too. 420s, which is even more technical. So they resemble opti single, laser single, turnabout double, 420 is a double, more technical.
Mm-hmm.
There's a jib and a spinnaker on that,
and
they hike out, which means they get up on the rails and hold their body weight outside
I've
of the boat
that.
To keep it later.
Okay.
Very impressive, very cool, fast boats, fun, technical.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the inside line. That's Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
The award ceremony takes place on Friday, and West Sagusset Yacht Club is the host club for the inside line this year.
Very nice.
West Sagusset over in Weymouth.
In North Weymouth, yep, okay.
Then we move over to Squanum and Wollaston for Saturday and Sunday. That's the adult racing, and that's the Hustler, the Thunderbirds, and the New Star class.
Okay.
That's going to be here this year.
Okay.
So, we bounce back and forth between Squanum and Wollaston because they're right next door to each other.
Obviously.
And there's a good amount of people from Wollaston who have boats who are participating in Quincy Bay, as well as Squanum. So we kind of share the wealth on those days and bring people to the club.
Very nice. Share the bay.
Share the bay.
Now, when you say inside line, outside line, Paul, that you're referring to the actual race course, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So each race course is considered a line.
Okay.
So inside line generally represents closer to the shore, younger kids.
True.
Outside line, further out, bigger boats, need more water, further out into the bay. They tend to sail around Long Island, the Long Island Bridge.
Wow. Okay.
There's a Hangman's Island in Quincy Bay.
Yep.
So they sail all the way down to Nut Island, They use the whole entire bag.
Gotcha.
Where the smaller, the inside line, the younger kids kind of sail in a pocket, maybe off of Squanum, off of Wollaston Beach, mm-hmm. down by Tony's, okay. by Fenno Street.
Yep.
All great viewing from the beach.
Certainly. Yeah.
All you have to do is look out onto the bay and look for the sails.
Just with the naked eye, you can see them. Yeah, sure.
Yep. You can watch them, yeah.
Yep.
They have marks that they go around, mm-hmm. and they're brightly colored, so the kids know where they're going.
Right. Okay.
It's great.
How are the races scored? You know, what's the judging process like?
Very simple judging. Yeah. It's how you rank.
Yep.
So first, second, third. There's no added points or anything.
Okay.
There's no handicap or anything. So it's just based on how you finish, and then they tally it up, and the one with the least amount of points, first, second, third, win the race.
I see. Okay, and how do you score points? What I mean, is it just based on time? It's the speed?
Yep.
It is.
Whoever's over the finish line first.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Very simple.
Be simpler, right? Yeah. About how long does a race take?
We try to get in about five races a weekend for the 2 days of racing.
Okay.
We try to get in at least. So generally the first day, because you want to get those races in case weather comes in and
right.
you need to be prepared. So we try to get those races in. There might be an hour and a half for a child race. It might be 2 hours, could be up to 2.5 hours for the older kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For the adult races, we do probably three.
Okay.
Two the first day and then one. The one on the last day is like around the bay.
Okay, so that's the
nice
one.
Slow race that goes around the bay. I like that day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because
it's a longer race, but you go out and it's more enjoyable.
Okay, so you're really sailing at that point. You're racing, but you're also enjoying a day out on the water.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice.
And award ceremonies for both juniors and adults, or is it all one ceremony?
Both, each line has its own
ceremony. Okay.
So for the children, it's on Friday at West Augusta, and for the adults, it's on Sunday at Wollaston.
Okay, very good. Anybody coming back to defend their title from last year?
Oh, they're always back to defend their title.
Yeah.
It's very competitive, especially in the adults.
I bet.
The kids love it. They love their trophies. Yeah. They get their trophies, but it's all fun and games for them. For the adults, it's serious stuff.
Yeah. Do you have to have your own boat, Paul?
You do. Okay. Some of the sailing programs have boats that they can utilize.
Okay.
But generally, you have your own boat.
Okay.
And you maintain it. You make sure it's up to,
Yep.
Up to racing quality, and you wax it, and you take care
it's
of it.
It's all part of the enjoyment
of
it. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's fun. It's nice to see the maritime tradition here in a maritime community, continuing to the next generation, I'm sure. How has the pandemic impacted sailing, would you say?
Well, we lost a year back in 2020.
Obviously. Yep.
It really did impact us there. Boating in general, there were rules that you couldn't be tying up, you couldn't moor, tie up to each other.
Really?
Yeah, even marinas had some restrictions about how many people could be on your boat. They could only be a direct family member.
Mm.
So it impacted us pretty significantly.
Didn't hear much about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, and clubs couldn't open.
Well, that's
so
right.
You couldn't run a sailing program
yep.
because of the amount of kids
yep.
in close proximity. So we lost a year. Last year we were able to get back to racing, which was incredible and awesome.
Yep.
Everyone felt good, and now we're really feeling great.
Yeah, about how many folks do you expect to participate?
About 80 people racing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good amount, and that's what we're hoping for this year.
How does somebody participate in Quincy Bay Race Week? How does that happen?
They can go to our organization, our website. Okay. It's Quincy Bay Race Week Association, the initials of Quincy Bay Race Week Association.
QBRWA.
Good, thank you.
.org.
I can't get that straight. but .org.
Okay.
And they can go right to that website, pull up the application, they can see the scholarship topic, they can get the schedule of where we're going to race and the dates that we're going to race and the type of boats we're going to race.
Okay.
So all the information there. Is right there on our website.
Okay. Is there a deadline to sign up, Paul?
Nope.
No, okay.
We ask for pre-registration for the inside line,
okay,
but we also do registration on the night before, so that would be Wednesday, or Thursday morning before races start. There's a skipper's meeting where the rules of the race are explained for all the people, all the participants, and they can do registration there. We like to have a pre-registration just to gauge food and that type of stuff.
Yes,
trophies and all that. And who get a number of who's coming. For the adults, it's all online.
Okay.
I mean, not online, I'm sorry. On the water.
Oh, that day?
Yeah, it can be done that day.
Okay.
Mike, who does the outside line, will be down at Squatom Yacht Club that Friday night to do registrations. But generally, they're coming from outside of Quincy Bay to race, so they just hand their application right to him on the water.
Okay, but they can get the application on the website.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there a cost?
Yeah, I don't know what the cost
is. Okay, but there is a cost.
Yeah, there is a cost. It's fairly low.
Okay.
I don't have the cost.
That's okay. It's all on the website, I'm sure. Yeah, I was just curious if there was or not. So, and that obviously goes towards the cost of putting this on.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
No. If anyone is interested in getting in touch with me about further information, they can reach me at on my cell phone, which is 617-999-7289.
Okay.
But anything else can be found on the website.
Okay, and follow you on Facebook.
Yep, there is a Facebook account, Quincy Bay Race Week Association.
Right. Good to talk to you, Paul. Appreciate it. Thanks
for
coming in.
Appreciate it.
Nice to talk about summertime activities and getting back to normal.
It's almost here.
Yeah. We'll catch up again maybe closer toward the event in the middle of July and get
Fantastic.
An update from you.
I would love that. Thank
you. You're welcome. A pleasure.
All right.
Again, it's the 85th annual Quincy Bay Race Week, July 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. Go to qbrwa.org for all the details. Good. I'm Joe Catalano. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.